USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Of a deal the U.S. House and Senate are expected to vote on to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night, President Trump says
it'll be sent to us at some point and we'll take a very serious look at it.
While the White House has suggested President Trump is inclined to sign on to the deal because he wants to avert another government shutdown, it does include far less money for a border wall than he's been demanding. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis marking the anniversary of the Parkland High School shootings a year ago today with a call for action. He's announced that a petition has been filed to form a grand jury to investigate the shootings that killed 17 people. DeSantis saying the grand jury that would be impaneled by the state's Supreme Court would look into any potential wrongdoing by the school district and ways to improve school safety to prevent such tragedies in the future. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
On Capitol Hill, senators scolding real estate execs and Pentagon leadership over what they say are unacceptable conditions in privatized military housing, vowing urgent reform. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate Armed Services Committee heard disturbing testimony on shoddy housing for many military families. Housing advocate Crystal Cornwall.
I have felt the helplessness of a fellow Marine Corps spouse as she held her new baby and sobbed while we stood under a collapsing, moldy ceiling in her home at Camp Lejeune.
A survey of nearly 15,000 military families found most are dissatisfied with their housing and cite serious health and safety concerns.
Mississippi could soon have the most restrictive abortion law in the land. Lawmakers approving the bill yesterday that bans most abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy upon the detection of a fetal heartbeat, and Governor Phil Bryant says he'll sign that legislation. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
After a three-month trial, the notorious drug lord El Chapo was found guilty. One of his defense attorneys is speaking out. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Jeff Lichtman, the defense attorney for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, says the Mexican drug lord received an unfair trial, claiming there were plenty of errors during the nearly 3 months of testimony in which multiple witnesses detailed the drug kingpin's rise to the head of the powerful cartel. He also tells CBS This Morning,
as a defense lawyer, if I start being concerned with what people are accused of and what they're convicted of, I'll never be able to get out of bed in the morning. I need to look at them. How do you treat me? Because they need the most vigorous defense.
Police in San Diego say they still don't know what prompted a shooting attack into a restaurant on Tuesday night.
The suspect has been arrested for 9 counts of attempted murder. Authorities say he used a rifle to fire several rounds into the Asian Bistro in San Diego's Hillcrest neighborhood. Michael Hurtado lives nearby and heard the shots.
Bam, 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 bam. About 7 to 10.
Officers recovered the rifle and at least 19 shell casings. San Diego Police Lieutenant Andrew Brown.
It's quite a blessing that with that much, that hail of gunfire, that when out there was nobody hit.
Police say after firing the shots, the man lowered his rifle and calmly walked away.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.